The first soul is the animal soul, although it's not called animal soul in chapter 1. In fact, we don't have the word animal soul until later on. But he doesn't use the term, but he explains what it is. The animal soul is basic survival impulses. It is God-given, it is necessary, it's healthy to have these basic survival impulses. Like the Talmud says, if a person wouldn't have the evil inclination, he wouldn't get a job, he wouldn't get married, he wouldn't have a house. The problem is, not called evil, it's a nefesh bahamis, it's an animal soul. The problem is, the animal soul, because it's programmed for survival, sees everything in black and white, life or death. So if you don't get the second piece of chocolate cake, that's life and death. It's absolute selfishness. Like a baby at 3 a.m. screams at the top of his lungs, come feed me. Now if any adult would do that, you'd throw him out of the house. But a baby is meant to be selfish for his own survival, okay? So it's survival-driven selfishness. That's what we mean by animal soul. It's not evil. It's just selfish. But it's extreme selfishness.